I'm reading from the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 that says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you." Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. Lord, I pray, Jesus, for your written word I'm about to speak. Father, I pray as I meditate upon your word, Holy Spirit, empower me and give me understanding, Father, that I will be able to say to your people what you intend for them. I pray, O God, that your word will touch the lives of those people that have need for it. And God, those that are willing to accept it, Lord, may they accept your word. And God, may it be a blessing to their lives. We pray it even for those that are not prepared now, Father, for receiving the kingdom of God. I pray for them, O God, that as time goes, they will get to understand the truth about your kingdom. And God, that at the end, they will accept you as a living God. Thank you, O God, and thank you for taking our place on the cross of Calvary. Help us, O God, to love you more and more and do it according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. From the patches of scripture, I'm led to speak to you on the thing, prioritizing God's kingdom. In this voice, the Word of God is telling us that this verse is a powerful reminder of where our focus should be in life. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you." It invites us to prioritize our relationship with God and his ways above all other things. This verse is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he addresses worried about daily needs like food and clothing. Jesus encourages us not to be anxious, but to trust in God's provision. What is God's kingdom? It represents God's range, his valley, his plans for humanity. What is righteousness? Righteousness means living in the way that aligns with God's will. Amen. It involves making choices that reflect God's character, such as love, honesty, and integrity, his promise. Jesus assured us that when we prioritize God, our needs will be met. Now, this is the promise. If we focus on the kingdom of God first, it will make the word of God our first priority. If we desire to build God's kingdom first, then all other things will be given to us. This doesn't mean we won't face challenges, but God will provide what we truly need. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to understand this. We find success in the world. In the Word of God. But many people think success is about money, fame, or power. But true success is much deeper. It is about finding peace, joy, and purpose in life. Now, what is success? Success is often measured by achievement and possessions. However, true success is about our character, relationship, and faith. Trusting in God's plan for our lives. Amen. Now, in conclusion, Matthew 6:33 teaches us that True fulfillment comes when we put God first in our lives. By seeking His kingdom and righteousness, we can trust that He will take care of our needs and guide us on the right path. Now, I want to say to you here, that if we must fulfill our God-given purpose, we need to focus first on the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Trust in Him that He will take care of every other thing. And that has to do with our faith. We need to have faith in Jesus. We need to truly believe that Jesus came purposely to save us. He came purposely to save us. Now, we need to be rooted in the Word of God. We need to be strong. We need to focus on God's will. I know we live in a world of challenges today. The difficulties are there. The challenges are there. But the Word of God has showed us that His grace will always be with us. And my question here is, are you choosing after the word definition of success, or are you seeking a deeper purpose? And many people in the world today, instead of focusing on the Word of God and trusting God that everything is going to work for the best, they put their trust in what they have. They focus on what they can have that the world can identify with them as success. But if you find it difficult to understand true success, the Word of God made it clear. Seek guidance and strength from the Lord, and you will find success. Many people find it difficult to understand what is true success. Success is not just because you have money. It's not because you have clothes, you have money, you have buildings, or whatever you think you may consider success. No. True success comes from God. That has to do with trusting God's plans for your life and understand what you are called to do. You need to understand that the word and the desires will pass away, but the man who does the will of God will live forever. 1 John 2:17. And then we focus on these things that are in the word. The Bible says they will pass away. So that we focus on the kingdom of God, then indeed we will get God's blessing. And if God blesses you, no one can curse you. If God blesses you, everything that you have is secure. And if you seek the kingdom of God first, then whatever you desire, you will get it. God will provide. And when you look in the case of Abraham, Abraham lived for righteousness. Though God promised him, I will bless you, and whoever blesses you will be blessed, and whoever curses you will be cursed. And God told Abraham, through you will be many descendants. That was God's promise. And even at the age of Abraham, God still fulfilled His promise. So no matter how we may consider it slow, or whatever way you may consider it, I want to encourage you today. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. If you hear the word of God today and believe in God, I can assure you that as you seek the kingdom of God, God will seek your interests. God will work miracles in your life. God will provide your heart desire, and whatever you desire will come to pass. May God bless His word and sanctify it in our heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.